This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's get an update from the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. Mike Guthrie joins me live in studio, as well as Barbara McMurray. And Barbara, you're the treasurer for CAR, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And Mike,
thank you
are
for
the,
inviting us.
The past
2009 president.
The president. And you had some big numbers that were released today. Is that right?
Yeah, the second half report, some people have been calling it the second quarter report, but it really is the whole first half of 2009. It came out this morning. And in all honesty, not a whole lot of surprises. Pretty much what, you know, we've been talking about. We talked about on your show the last time we were in. The settled properties, the ones that have actually sold, still lagging behind 2008, I think 27-28%. But the good news from that standpoint is at the end of the first quarter, we were lagging behind about 34%. So, you know, there's a little bit of a gap being reduced there. Inventory is still significantly high, about 3,700 homes on the market in the footprint of Charlottesville. Again, glimmer of hope there is inventory is less than it was a year ago. So, you know, it was 3,700 and some in 08, and I think it's 36 and change for 09. Not a big difference, but still a difference. And I think part of the reason for that is the fact that, you know, some folks have taken their houses off the market and are renting them or whatever. But the other part of it is, and we've talked about, is that the month of May and the month of June were actually very good months as far as under contract, you know, pending, contingent, contract properties that haven't settled yet. But are in the pipeline.
Yeah.
And in Albemarle County, for instance, in June, the second quarter of sales, under contract sales, equaled the second quarter of sales in 08, and that's the first time that's happened. And
that's
so as
great.
Those begin to settle.
Heading in the right direction.
Yeah, that's what I'm sitting here thinking, Barbara. Yeah. It sounds like that is, you know, there's some good news in there.
Yeah.
There really is.
Well, and the good news is I really think that as myself and Greg Slater, who's the president-elect, and Barbara as the treasurer, the three of us have really come together and tried to be very, very realistic in what we're communicating to the public for the realtors in our area. And we've been talking about the fact that sellers need to understand that it's not 2005 anymore. It's actually 2009, and that they need to price their homes accordingly. And I think we're seeing that because one of the things that you'll see in the report, if you haven't seen it, and by the way, anybody can look at that at car.com, the median price range in the overall area is almost, not quite, but almost equal to what the median price range was in 2005. So you've got this bell curve that goes up, you know, through 2007, and then from 2008 down to 2009, the median price is almost back to where it was in 2005, which says to me sellers are finally understanding, buyers see that the prices have come down and are now willing to, you know, take advantage of interest rates, take advantage of the $8,000 tax credit, and jump into the, you know, buying pool. That under that $300,000 price range is really the most active price range. So all those things, you know, are you know, pointing toward the fact that there's a little bit of momentum coming
momentum
together.
In the right direction. We're talking with Mike Guthrie and Barbara McMurray of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors online at caar.com, one of the best search engines in this area. If you want to check it out, it's fantastic. And, of course, we also want to remind people that just about 20 minutes ago, you posted the open houses for this weekend, right?
Exactly.
And it's on the website. Check it out.
On our hot sheet.
There you go. And so, Barbara, what are these? What does the latest report say to you? What are the numbers?
I think one of the things that stands out for me is about the $300,000 price range. And that's been very active. It tells me that we do have affordable housing. And we have had a number of them go under contract. I believe the figures would say that of the 720 homes that were sold, 500 of them were in the $300,000 or less price range. And I think that's a good thing. Tells me that first-time buyers are coming in and pricing is good.
Yeah. And that speaks well long-term, right? When you see a lot of that movement in the sort of the 300,000 and less, a lot of people are getting into the market and starting that climb up, right?
Well, and I think there are two things that people have to watch. And one of the things that I've talked about is the fact that The reason that we're not seeing as much in the higher price ranges is that the move-up market, the buyer market, is sluggish, and it's sluggish for a couple of reasons. One is, obviously, you know, the higher price. But the other reason is a lot of these properties are being sold in that 300 or less are vacant. There are investors that are taking their house, you know, that they've, you know, decided, okay, I'm going to get rid of this. And so they're selling, and there's nobody in it to move up. So as we fill those homes with first-time buyers using this $8,000 credit, and then they, when this market corrects here in the next year or two, they get ready to buy something else, well, then they will become the move-up buyer that we don't have right now. The second thing, which is a good thing, and that's been holding back the move-up, is that jumbo above... is it 437, Barbara, the conforming rate? The jumbo market, which is above the $437,000 or $432,000.
People with big loans.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That interest rate's been hovering around 8% ever since things started going south last fall. Just this week, they're down into the sixes for the first time. So that means that people are going to be able to get a higher price loan at an interest rate that is much, much more attractive to them. And I'm hoping that will...
So lower monthly payments and they could probably swing.
Exactly. Another thing that's interesting, and Coy, you and I have talked about this, is this Case-Shiller report that comes out, you know, quarterly. And Bob Shiller was the guy who, back in 2003, was the guy who sort of said, hey, we're in trouble. There's some things happening, and this isn't going to be, you know, Disneyland for a whole lot longer. And he was one of the first people to say it. And so now every time you see anything that comes out, that Case-Shiller report, everybody jumps on it and says, look, everything's terrible and blah, blah, blah. Well, this week on Money.com, there's an article by Bob Shiller who's saying for the first time he's seeing glimmers of a housing recovery. And he's saying not green shoots yet. But he sees glimmers of sunlight in the housing recovery. And so him saying that, being somebody who's been very conservative and somebody that people have watched,
that's big news. Yeah.
Psychologically, it says, okay, well, maybe things are moving along. And we got a long way to go. Inventory's way too high still. We're still, if you talk about 3,600 homes, we'd like to see it in the 2,500. So we got a lot of properties that need to sell before we can get somewhat of a balance.
Do we know where most of the properties that are of that 3,600 that are on the market now, price-wise, where are they, most of them? Do we have any idea?
I don't know a breakout of that. We do keep a chart that shows percentages, and of course the highest percentage of properties is in the 300 to 700, as I remember it.
Yeah.
But you know, and a smaller percentage, obviously over $1 million. But no, I don't recall the exact.
But I think what you're seeing is, as far as the things that are selling, you're seeing what Greg Slater likes to call the urban ring, the Alamar County area that kind of surrounds Charlottesville. Folks who want to, some of them who would like to live in the city but don't feel like they can afford it. They go out to the urban ring in Alamar, and that's why there's a lot of activity in that marketplace, because that's the place where most of your townhouses and condos and things like that are located. And so, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why you see the contracts equaling last year. Greene County is an example, same way. They're under contracts outpaced last year. That's the only other place other than Alamar that was consistent with that.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're actually selling more in the second quarter this year than they did last year.
Exactly, as far as under contract properties.
Yeah. Wow.
The interesting thing that I think people need to see is when you see that, you go, oh, well, Charlottesville proper, the city, is 25% off. I personally think that's somewhat of a misnomer, because as we've talked about before, 2-3 years ago, you had all the condo conversions and you had all those condominiums being built and a lot of them sold. And now that we've got this glut in inventory, especially in the condominium market, I think Charlottesville City has felt the impact of that. So, you know, yes, they're 25% off, but in fact, a couple of years ago, that's where your market was all of those selling, and so there's, you know, you got to look at it relatively speaking.
Right, that's not necessarily apples to apples,
right? No.
Because of all of that construction.
Right.
Mike Guthrie and Barbara McMurray with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors sharing the first half of 2009 numbers that were just released today. Barbara, anything else in the report that you want to draw people's attention to?
Days on the market. We like to look at that as one factor. Days on the market, not too much movement. We're looking at 107 days on the market as an average for the ones that have sold. Last year, we were at 114.
So not a lot of tremendous change there.
But but a change. And we talk about a more balanced market having a 90-day figure for days on the market. So
right. So it's but trending, you know, at the end of the day, when if you're selling your house in this area, it's just going to take a few months.
But interesting enough, there are a couple things.
If you're priced right.
Yeah. There are a couple things that, you know, for people to take into mind. I heard the other day somebody say instead of doing a CMA, which is a competitive market analysis, they're now doing what they're calling RPA, which is a realistic price analysis. And it is a very price sensitive market. And as an example, of those properties, there were, I think, 127 properties that sold in Alamar County in the second quarter. Of those 127, 40 of them sold in less than 30 days. 70 of them sold in less than 60 days. So if you've got your house priced right, it's located in a good, and you're in good condition, there are buyers out there that are ready to buy it sooner rather than later. And so that's something to, you know, keep in mind as far as price sensitivity. And another thing that, Coy, you and I have talked about that I think is really important is when a buyer's thinking about, have we hit the bottom? Well, you know, you never know what the bottom is until it starts going up. But I think the numbers that we're seeing, a buyer can say, you know what, I think I'm in a place where I can make a good offer and find something I'm comfortable with. But the key is, how long are you going to stay in it? And one of the things I think is really important to remember is that if you're not going to be in it for more than 3 years,
then
you
rent.
Really well, either rent or be willing to rent if you leave. And it's not right time to sell. And somebody brought up something earlier to me today that we failed to mention, and I want to, you know, give them due credit. We have a lot of professional property management people here in Charlottesville, and a buyer who's thinking about buying and is only going to be here a couple, 3 years, think about a Darden school person or a med school person. They really need to understand the rental market as well as the sales market, because let's say they get a mortgage of $1,200. They want to make sure they buy a house that is going to rent for $1,200 or even a little bit more. And a professional property manager or a realtor or, you know, those people can give people advice as to what's really going on in the rental market in Charlottesville, what they can expect to rent it for. And then they can go in and buy something, be able to take advantage of the tax credit, take advantage of the interest deduction for the couple, 3 years. And at the end of the day, if they can sell it for more, great. If not, they can go ahead and rent it for a couple of years, or maybe keep it and have it for a second home when they come for football games and basketball games. So
we're talking with Mike Guthrie and Barbara McMurray of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. Let me ask you all to put on those headphones real quick, and we will go to the phones. The phone number is 977-1070. JR is on line one. JR, go right ahead.
My question is, I was just wondering, if the majority of these homes that are being sold, are they coming from people from out of the area?
Great question. Yeah, great question. Are we seeing a lot of folks move into the area, or just moving across town, or in from another county or something?
We are, but the first-time home buyers, many of them are renters who are taking advantage of the $8,000 tax credit.
Well, good for them, yeah.
So
that's what it's there for.
We're seeing some of each.
Well, and again, JR, thank you for the call. I think, you know, we always have a fair amount of people coming in at this time of year because of the switchover as far as the medical school is concerned. We have a lot of residents that come in. The Darden School, these are folks who, you know, have been working and now are coming back to school. So they have the wherewithal to purchase something. And so those are folks that are coming in. But I do think, you know, Barbara's right, that we've got a lot of people who have been renting for a while. They see the, you know, in the, you know, 5% interest rate, they see a $8,000 tax credit. And they say, geez, if I'm ever going to buy something, now's the time. And the university, even though they're in a freeze, we can be grateful for some coaching turnovers because with the coaching turnovers over, we've had a fair amount of staff that have come in and bought things as well. So yeah. That's another place where
there's
we've seen.
There's always that.
That's right.
Yeah, indeed. We're getting a first half of 09 update from the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors, and Ray is on line two. Ray and JR, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ray on line two. Ray, you're on. Go right ahead.
Thanks a lot. This is Ray Cadell, Mike and Barbara, and
hey,
I am indeed a realtor. And I wish you
would
talk
about
one
thing,
that. Mike, and maybe you did earlier. It's so unfortunate to me that they're calling this $8,000 a tax credit, because I talk to people every day that say to me, geez, I guess I can't use that because I don't owe $8,000 in taxes.
Right.
They only call it a tax credit because the program's administered by the IRS. As far as I can see, that's the only reason.
Great point.
That they have tax tax involved with it
so,
all.
Let's call it a tax benefit, or let's call just call it $8,000 towards your house.
Yeah, it's free money, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's I've been doing this 27 years. I have never seen any combination of lots of houses to buy, interest rates that are almost as low as they've been in 30 years historically, and Uncle Sam's going to give you $8,000.
No, that's a great, great point. If you don't owe any taxes at all, you're going to get $8,000 check from Uncle Sam.
Correct.
And, yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yep.
Because, and I talk to people all the time about it, and they're confused because, you know, a lot of times a guy buying his first house or a woman buying their first house or a couple buying their first house, they have regular jobs, not like Mike or Barbara, right? and they just
speak,
you know,
for yourself.
Get their check every Friday or every other Friday, and their taxes are taken out of it. And at the end of the year, if they did everything just right, they end up at zero, and most people make that no-interest loan to Uncle Sam all year long, and they end up getting $1,800 back, and
right.
They're excited about that, although that's a whole other story.
Right.
But here's what happens, folks. If that's you and you're going to get that $1,800 back next year, you're going to get $9,800 back.
And that's awesome.
That's
how it
works.
That's a great
point.
I really appreciate you clarifying that.
Ray, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You can check out the report online at caar.com. Mike Guthrie and Barbara McMurray with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. Thank you both for being here. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.